Yeah, it's a good thing you said offensive lineman, because before you said tackle, now guard today, Kelechi. When did you know you were going to be playing guard?
The Monday that we came in, we were after Jai had got hurt. We were trying to figure out ways to get our best five pass rushers or pass blockers on the team on the offensive line, and Coach Mueller said that was the move we're going to make, and that was what was best for the team for the playoffs. So I knew that Monday going in, and pretty much we just kept it tight-lipped, kept it a secret.
Well, how hard adjustment was it for you to go back to guard? Because I remember you saying you played tackle most of your life, right?
Yeah. The first practice was a little shaky, felt a little funny, you know. But after that, when we came in on Thursday, the second practice of the week, I just kind of fell right back into it again. And the communication was good, as usual, with Burke and with McKinney having so much experience. So basically the only thing I had to get down was my technique, and that didn't really take too long, honestly. It kind of felt natural after a while.
Yeah, you were between two grandfathers out there, Matt Burke and Brian McKinney, huh? So you're the young pup, but having those out there must have been comforting, whatever. It must have been a security blanket for you.
I just go out there and I play like I play, you know. I bring my athleticism, you know, to the guard position, and I just let them make all the calls, you know, and I just reiterate it to B-Mac and the tight end, and we all follow Burke's lead, and he's done a really good job.
Yeah, well, you guys ran the ball well today. You protected Joe. Mm-hmm. You did all the things that you had to do to win this football game.
Like I said, man, I think this game, we've been working on it ever since Coach Caldwell called it to attention, just attention and detail and communication, but this game was one of the games where we felt really good about what we were doing. Practice was one of the best practices we've had that entire week, and the communication was just spot on. We were loud, screaming, making calls. Didn't care if they knew we were going or pointing guys out, making sure everybody was on the same page. And, you know, that's what happens when everybody's on the same page like that.
Well, are you ready to go out there and play the Denver Broncos again?
Oh, yeah.
I guess this time you don't have to worry about Doomerville and Von Miller, though, because you're going to be in at guard, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I'll just be helping out B-Mac in that B-gap. I'll just be watching his inside gap, waiting for them to come inside or spin. That'll be my main objective, is to secure that B-gap.
Well, how exciting was it for you, you know, a rookie coming in here to this team, to be here for Ray Lewis's last home game in Baltimore?
Man, it's a blessing. You know, you can't even make anything like that up. You know, it's just an honor. You know, I got it extremely lucky that the year that I come out as he retired, to be on the same team as him and see him, you know, at his greatest, at the leadership he's given our team right now is just phenomenal. You know, you really can't replace wisdom like that. And it's just an honor to be able to learn from him, even if it's for just a year, for a short time. It's been great just being around that guy.
All right, well, enjoy this win, but you got to enjoy it quickly because you got to play Saturday in Denver.
Exactly. We're right back to work tomorrow.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.